今日正道题目是他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Today's sermon topic is He must become greater, I must become less.
弟兄姊妹，让我们再一次的同心同声祈祷，读一次今天早上其中一段的正道的经文，就是约翰福音三章二十七到三十节。
Brothers and sisters, let us read some of the verses of today's sermon scriptures. That is John chapter 3 verses 27 to 30.
约翰说：若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。我曾说，我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的。你们自己可以给我作见证。娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着，听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。故此我这喜乐满足了。他必兴旺，我必衰微。
To this, John replied, A man can receive only what is given him from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Christ, but am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him, and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete.He must become greater. I must become less.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天上的恩主，感谢赞美你。
Our heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
感谢你，让我们能够有生命气息在今天的主日早上，能够来到你的殿里朝见敬拜。
We give thanks to you for giving us the breath of life to have the opportunity to come to your house to worship you.
原来可以能够来到你的殿里敬拜，都不是一件必然的事情。
We cannot take it for granted that we can come to your house to worship you.
让我们存一个感恩的心来到去敬拜你，歌颂你。
May we sing praises to you and worship you with a thanksgiving heart.
天父亦都感谢你，藉着主耶稣基督在十字架上面所成就的救恩，拯救了我们。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that through your sacrifice on the cross, you have saved us.
因为我们已经从罪的枷锁得以释放。
We have been released from the shackles of sin.
我们有主耶稣所赐的新的生命。
We have the new life given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们的余生就好像刚才其中所念的一段经文。
So that for the rest of our lives,It's like what we have just read from the Bible verses.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must become greater, I must become less.
让我们一生都能够尊主为大，尊主为圣。
May we exalt the Lord and honor him as holy for the rest of our lives.
求主耶稣基督的宝血再次来到洁净同我们每一个来到聚会的当中的。
May the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ once again cleanse each and every one of us.
让我们能够无拦阻地来到亲近主。
So that we can draw near to the Lord without any hindrances.
也都求圣灵来到引导我们每一个。
May the Holy Spirit guide each one of us.
让我们无论是讲的，是听的，都能够同感一灵。
So that the one who speaks and those who listen can be moved by the same Holy Spirit.
让我们不单止来到去聆听真理。
May we not only listen to the truth.
更加在我们的生命当中将真理到实践。
But also we can put it into practice.
我们这样祷告感谢交托是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们。这个星期看到一则有关对同性婚姻合法化的邮递投票的报道。
This week, I read about a report about the postal vote on legalization of same-sex marriage.
内容主要是提及直到现时的点算的结果。
It mainly mentions that according to the counting of the votes up to now,
有六成的投票者是投赞成票。
60% vote yes.
投反对票的只有四成。
And only 40% vote no.
文章提到要等到嚟紧嘅11月7日，即系截止嘅日期之后咧，先至有最终嘅投票结果嘅。
The news article mentions that the final result of the voting will be known after the deadline of 7th of November.
即使系咁咧
，Nevertheless，
预料逆转嘅情况就系好低嘅。
The possibility of a reverse outcome is very low.
除非投票嘅点算系出现重大嘅错误。
Unless there was a major mistake in counting。
睇完呢则新闻之后咧，心里边就一沉。
After I read the news article, my heart sank。
谂到世人嘅愚顽叛逆嘅心。
Thinking about how foolish and rebellious hearts of men are。
正如罗马书 喺一章二十八节呢度讲。
As it is written in Romans chapter 1 verse 28.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done.
如果他们不悔改归向神的话，最终走上的是灭亡的路。
If they do not repent and turn back to God, they will ultimately go on the path of destruction.
求神怜悯澳洲这个国家。
May God have mercy on the nation of Australia.
诚然在现今的世代当中，
Truly in the present age,
人总是将自己这个我是无限的放大。
Men are inclined to magnify their ego boundlessly.
人总喜欢是自己当家作主。
They want to be their own lord.
我喜欢怎样就怎样。
I can do whatever I want.
或者我们会听到人说，这个是我的权利。
Or we may hear people say, this is my right.
不信主的人固然会有这种想法。
It is understandable that non-believers think this way.
但是上深一层，
But on further thoughts,
属神的人都会将自己摆在优先次序的首位。
I find people of God also put themselves first in the order of priority.
今天早上让我们藉着施洗约翰所言所行，
This morning through what John the Baptist did and said,
来到检视一下我们基督徒的生命的里头，是否是让主来到居首位。
Let us examine the lives of us Christians, whether we give the first place to the Lord,
尊主为大，尊主为圣，
whether we magnify the Lord and exalt him and honor him as holy.
施洗约翰被称为主耶稣基督的先锋。
John the Baptist is called the herald of the Lord Jesus.
其实早在旧约的时代，
In the Old Testament age,
在以赛亚书的四十章，
In Isaiah chapter 40,
马拉基书的第三章和第四章，
And Malachi chapter 3 and 4,
神早已预言约翰是会成为为尼赛亚预备道路的先知。
God prophesied that John the Baptist would be the prophet who would prepare the way for the Messiah.
我们或者一起来到翻到马拉基书来到去看看这两次经文。
Let us turn to Malachi and look at these two verses.
马拉基书就是旧约的最后一卷的书。
Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament.
我们一起来到将这两次经文来读出来。
Let us read these two verses together.
马拉基书四章五到六节。
Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 and 6.
看啊，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
在新约的时代，
In the New Testament time,
路加福音也记载天使向祭司撒加利亚预言约翰。
The book of Luke records that what the angel said to the prophet Elijah prophesying about the birth of John the Baptist.
他将要诞生的一段的说话。
About the birth of John the Baptist.
我们也一起来看看路加福音的一章十六和第十七节。
Let's look at Luke.Chapter 1, verses 16
and 17. 找到的，我们一起来读出来。
Let us read together.
他要使许多以色列人回转，归于主他们的神。他必有以利亚的心智能力，行在主的前面，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫叛逆的人转从义人的智慧。又为主预备合用的百姓。
Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
从路加福音的记载，
From the record of Luke,
我们可以印证神在旧约所预言的 以利亚就是施洗约翰。
It is confirmed that God prophesied in the Old Testament that Elijah represented John the Baptist.
他就是那个旷野的声音。
He was the voice of the one calling in the desert.
他所传讲悔改的洗礼。
What he preached was the baptism of repentance.
使罪得赦。
For the forgiveness of sins.
最终的目的。
The ultimate goal.
是要将人引向拥有赦罪的权柄的救主耶稣基督。
Was to lead men to the Savior Lord Jesus Christ.Christ who had the authority to forgive sins.
当他为主耶稣基督施洗之后，
After he baptized the Lord Jesus,
他看到圣灵仿佛像鸽子降在主耶稣基督的身上，
The Holy Spirit was seen resting like a dove on the Lord Jesus.
且有声音说，这个是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And there was a voice saying, This is my son whom I love.
他知道主耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
He knew that the Lord Jesus was the Messiah.
正如他对主耶稣宣告讲，
As what he proclaimed about the Lord Jesus.
看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
差不多在施洗约翰为主耶稣作出这个见证之后，
Soon after John the Baptist gave testimony for the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣也都同时开始他的传道的事工。
The Lord Jesus himself commenced his public ministry.
他所讲的是基本上跟约翰一样。
What he said,was the same as John the Baptist.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of God is near.
在主耶稣早期的传道的工作当中，
The early stage of the Lord Jesus' public ministry,
也都是跟施洗约翰所作的都是基本一样。
Was basically the same as that of John the Baptist.
约翰为人施洗，
John the Baptist baptized.
主耶稣的门徒也同样为跟随他的人来施洗。
The disciples of the Lord Jesus also baptized their followers.
而跟随耶稣的人越来越多。
However, the people who followed the Lord Jesus grew in number.
在这样的环境底下，
It was in this circumstance.
就产生了约翰福音三章二十五到三十节，就是约翰和他门徒的一段的对话。
That the conversation between John and his disciples, as recorded in John chapter 3 verses 25 to 38, took place.
25节这里讲到，
Verse 25 mentions that
约翰的门徒和犹太人辩论洁净的礼仪。
The disciples of John were having an argument with a Jew concerning the matter of ceremonial washing.
在这里他们大概是比较约翰和主耶稣施洗的事工。
They were probably making a comparison of the ministry of baptism between John and the Lord Jesus.
以及犹太人的一些洁净的规条。
As well as the Jewish rules of washing.
当中也都谈论到施洗约翰和主耶稣基督的事工。
Probably they were debating about the ministry of John the Baptist and that of the Lord Jesus.
哪一个更加有果效？
Which one of them was more effective?
于是在二十六节这里讲到，
Therefore, it is written in verse 26,
他们就来到见耶稣。
They came to see the Lord Jesus.
拉比，从前同你在约旦河外，你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。
Rabbi, the man who was with you on the other side of Jordan, the one you testified about,Well, he is baptizing and everyone is going to him.
讲到这里，不知道你会不会体会到约翰的门徒他们的感受。
While we are reflecting on this, I don't know if you understand the thoughts of the disciples of John.
讲得白一点，就是说本来跟着你那班人呢，
To put the situation plainly, it means that the group of people who used to follow you,
现在去了跟着你从前为他受洗为他作见证的那位。
Now go to the one whom you baptized, whom you testified about.
约翰的门徒内心必定有一些愤怒和无奈的感受。
In the hearts of John's disciples, there was certainly anger and a sense of helplessness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在服侍主、跟随主的道路上，
Dear brothers and sisters, on the path of serving the Lord and following the Lord,
你会不会有约翰的门徒这些感受呢？
Have you ever had the same feeling as the disciples of John?
当我们在服侍上受到委屈，
When we are misunderstood while we serve the Lord,
我们的反应会是怎样的呢？
What is our reaction?
相信一定会有很多的情绪上面的波动。
I believe that our emotions are subject to a lot of fluctuations.
因为你和我都是同一样性情的人。
It is because you and I have the same nature.
你会不会留意到呢？
Have you ever noticed?
有一样东西呢，在这些情况就往往都是在 缠绕我哋嘅心思意念。
There is something that entangles our hearts and minds in these situations.
大家估唔估到系咩咧
？Can you guess what it is？
就系一个字。
It is one word。
就系一个我字。
It is the word I。
我实在受唔住。
I cannot bear it any longer。
我实在受到好大嘅伤害。
I have been subjected to too much hurt。
我实在好灰心。
I am really very discouraged。
甚至乎你会好似以利亚一样。
Or even you are like Elijah。
认为自己为神大发热心。
Thinking that you have been very zealous for God。
最后先知灰心到一个地步咧。
And then he was so discouraged that。
喺神面前求死。
That he asked to die before God。
让我哋再睇翻施洗约翰点样嚟到回复门徒所问嘅问题。
Now let us look at how John the Baptist responded to his disciples' question.
27节呢度讲到，约翰咁话：若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
In verse 27, to this John replied, "A man can receive only what is given him from heaven."
换句话讲咧
，In other words，
约翰非但冇佢哋门徒呢种嘅无奈、嫉妒。或者愤怒的心态。
John did not have the feeling of helplessness, jealousy, and anger like his apostles.
反之，他知道一切都是从神所领受的。
On the contrary, he knew that everything was received from God.
正如在临前的第四章七节这里讲到。
As in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
约翰深知道这个的真理。
John knew this truth very well.
所以无论约翰自己的事工，
So whether it was John's own ministry,
无论他曾经见证过各位主耶稣基督所作的事，
Or the deeds of him testifying about the Lord Jesus,
他知道一切的能力和权柄都是从神而来。
He knew that all the power and authority came from God.
因为离开了神什么都不能够做。
It is because away from God, we can do nothing.
如果没有神的同在，一切所做的都是徒然。
Without the presence of God, everything we do is in vain.
就正正因为我们知道自己在神面前是一无所有。
It is just because we know that before God we have nothing.
唯有存感恩的心作神百般恩赐的好管家。
We should faithfully minister God's grace in its various forms.
接下来约翰都深知道自己在神面前的位份。
John continued to say that he knew very well his position before God.
在约翰福音三章二十八节里讲，
In John chapter 3 verse 28,
他说：我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的。
I am not the Christ, but am sent ahead of him.
你们自己可以给我作见证。
You can bear testimony for me.
施洗约翰不单止在这里讲到他不是基督。
John the Baptist not only said that he was not Christ.
他只不过是为基督预备道路。
He also said that he was merely preparing the way of Christ.
在先前犹太人差派祭司和利未人去查问他的身份的时候呢，
Prior to that, when the Jews sent priests and Levites to question his identity,
他已经讲过同一番的说话。
He had told them something similar.
他并且引用旧约先知以赛亚的话来对证明自己的身份。
He also quoted what the prophet Isaiah said to prove his identity.
在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him.
他一方面清楚自己在神面前蒙召的位份。
On the one hand, he was clear about his position before God that he was being called.
另一方面，他要突出主耶稣基督才是那位要来的弥赛亚。
On the other hand, he wanted to highlight the fact that the Lord Jesus was the Messiah who was to come.
讲到这里，施洗约翰清楚知道自己的位份。
From here, we know that John the Baptist was clearly aware of his position.
又同我哋现今信徒有乜嘢嘅关系咧？
Then what relevance does it have with us believers in the present time?
答案系大有关系。
The answer is that there is much relevance.
我哋系蒙召蒙爱嘅一群。
We are the group of people who receive the calling and who are loved.
系主耶稣基督用佢宝血嘅重价，将我哋从罪恶过犯当中
We are redeemed from sins and transgressions with the price of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus,
以致到能够成为神的儿女,
so that we become the children of God.
这个实在是神极大的恩典和怜悯临到我们的当中。
This is truly tremendous grace and mercy from God.
然而,
however,
然而,
however,
无论你在什么身份,
no matter what your identity is,
神在我们每一个属祂的人的生命的当中,
for us who belong to God,
祂有祂的计划和旨意,
God has a plan and will for each one of us,
为的是要祂得荣耀,
in order for him to be glorified.
记得我们在刚过去的营会的当中,
remember that in our recent church camp,
与神来到立约,
we entered into a covenant with God,
要成为神手中合用圣洁的器皿,
we want to be instruments for noble purposes in the hand of God.
既然是这样, 我们的行事为人该当如何呢?
Therefore, how should we conduct ourselves?
使徒保罗在罗马书十二章提醒和鼓励我们,
the Apostle Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 12.
这两节经文大家都很熟悉的,
these two verses are all very familiar to you all.
或者我们都一起继续将它们读出来,
let us read them together.
就在罗马书的十二章一到二节,
book of Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
我们找到的我们一起继续读出来,
let us read together.
所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Therefore I urge you brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
要成为神手中合用圣洁的器皿,
to become holy instruments suitable for the use of God,
必须要甘心乐意地将自己的生命来到去摆上,
we must have the willingness to commit our lives to God,
好像保罗所说,
as what Paul says,
将自己好像活祭的献给神,
offer our bodies as living sacrifices to God,
并且要常常地来到亲近主,
also we need to constantly draw near to God,
我们唯有来到安静在主的面前的时候,
only when we remain still in the Lord,
我们才能够得以亲近主,
we must first of all draw close to God,
安静在主里面是一定离不开你的读经、你的祈祷以及你的灵修生活。
To remain still in the Lord, it is necessary to read the Bible, pray, and have daily devotion.
我相信灵修生活有些人都觉得是一个困难来的。
I think a lot of people find it difficult to have the time for daily devotion.
但如果我们能够建立一个适合自己的模式的话呢?
But if we can build up a way that is suitable for us,
我们持之以恒,
if we persist,
我们的生命是必然会有改变,
then our spiritual life will grow.
除此以外呢，是没有任何的捷径。
Besides this, there is no other way and there's no shortcut.
牧者也都常常提醒我们要恒常地去亲近主的重要性。
Our pastor also very often reminds us of the importance of constantly drawing near to the Lord.
咁安静在神的面前呢，
when we remain still before God,
我们一定要在一些忙碌的处境当中来去安静下来。
We must separate us from the lifestyle of business.
你记得你越忙你越是要亲近主。
Remember, the busier you are, the greater the need for you to draw near to the Lord.
在过往的礼拜里面，
in the past week,
因为要准备这个正道的时候，
because I had to prepare the sermon,
我需要来到安静，
I needed to be quiet before the Lord.
平时我办公室就没什么人，
normally my office is very quiet.
但不知道为什么在过往的几日的当中，
But I don't know why in the past few days,
很多我的客人走进来，
Many of my clients came to see me.
我平时都不是常见到他们，
I do not normally see them very often.
我都在电话里面说，
I only talk to them on the phone.
但他们竟然走进来，
But they came to see me.
就坐低了要跟我谈，
They sat down and wanted to talk to me.
我心就会想可唔可快啲讲完呢？
Then I thought, can you finish it earlier?
因为我唔想太过忙。
Because I don't want to be too busy.
因为当我哋忙嘅时候咧，
because when we are busy,
我哋唔单单唔能够亲近住，
not only can we not draw near to the Lord,
我哋甚至乎会忘记咗住，
or even we may forget the Lord.
所以我哋 真係要好小心。
Therefore, we must be very careful.
因為忙係會對我哋嘅安靜係一個好大嘅影響。
Because business is a great hindrance for us to have quiet time.
唯我哋願意安靜。
Only when we are willing to be quiet.
我哋先能夠得以親近主。
Then we can draw near to the Lord.
主會藉著佢嘅説話。同聖靈嘅感動
，through His Word and through the moving of the Holy Spirit，
讓我哋嘅生命係得以更新而變化。
The Lord will renew and transform our spiritual life，
讓我哋能夠睇到主喺我哋身上嘅計劃同埋旨意。
So that we can see the Lord's plan and will on us。
約翰福音三章二十九節都要講到，娶新婦嘅就係新郎，新郎嘅朋友站着，聽見新郎嘅聲音就甚喜樂，故此。我这喜乐就满足了。
John chapter 3 verse 29. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine and it is now complete.
教会是基督的新妇。
The church is the bride of Christ.
当施洗约翰将属他的子民引向基督的时候呢
When John the Baptist led people of God to Christ,
他实在有无比的喜乐。
He was indeed filled with immeasurable joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的心思、意念、言语、行为、态度有没有反映我们是属基督的呢
Dear brothers and sisters, do our thoughts, our speech, our deeds and our attitudes reflect that we belong to Christ,
以致藉着我们的见证
so that through our testimony,
将人带到基督的面前
we can bring people before Christ,
让人能够认识、相信主耶稣基督
to enable others to know and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你试试想想
Let's imagine,
如果神使用我们能够来到令人归主
if God can use us to lead others to Christ,
能够在他天国的事工上有份
to partake of the ministry of the heavenly kingdom
以至到能够看到神的荣耀
so that we can see the glory of God
我相信是我们生命最大的喜乐和满足
I believe this is the greatest joy and satisfaction in our life
约翰福音三章三十节这里讲到他必兴旺我必衰微
John chapter 3 verse 30 tells us He must become greater, I must become less
施洗约翰知道神所交付的工作已经完成
John the Baptist knew that the work that God committed to him was already complete
他知道主耶稣在人的心里面的影响是必定会增多
He knew that the influence of the Lord Jesus on people's hearts must become greater
他自己对人的影响也都一定会减少。
His own influence on others must become less.
回顾施洗约翰的一生
When we review the entire life of John the Baptist,
他很清楚知道他在神面前的身份。
We can see that he was very clear about his identity in God.
他甘愿顺服神的召命。
He was willing to obey the calling of God.
纵使曾经跟住他的一班的门徒呢都陆续地离开他去跟随主耶稣
Although a number of disciples who had followed him and one by one left him to follow the Lord Jesus
他更加知道主耶稣是那位要来的尼赛亚
He was sure that the Lord Jesus was the Messiah who was to come
他按照神的计划和心意
So he followed the plan and will of God
为主耶稣预备道路
To prepare the way for the Lord Jesus
约翰在世上的工作的时间不是太长
The ministry of John the Baptist was not very long on earth
但他所经历的冲击亦都系唔容易嚟到承受。
But the setback that he experienced was not easy to withstand.
最后佢更加因为指斥希律娶佢嘅兄弟嘅妻子希罗底，被下在监里边。
At the end, because he rebuked Herod for marrying Herodias, the wife of his brother, he was imprisoned.
最后被杀。
Finally, he was killed.
人睇嚟施洗约翰一生。好似冇人会纪念。
In the eyes of men, it seemed that the entire life of John the Baptist would not be remembered.
但系神却纪念。
However, God remembered.
此外，施约翰系唯一一位神喺旧约预言到将来要嚟嘅先知。
Besides, John the Baptist was the only prophet who was foretold in the Old Testament that he was to come.
可见得神系几咁睇重。这位耶稣基督的先锋
We can see how important God regarded this prophet to be.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣基督的生命在我们里头越发增多的话
Dear brothers and sisters, when the life of the Lord Jesus Christ becomes greater and greater in us,
我们会越是被基督的爱所吸引
We will be more drawn by the love of Christ.
好像加拉太书 四章十九节都要讲到。
As written in Galatians chapter 4 verse 19.
以至到基督承认在我们心里。
So that Christ is formed in us.
到最后就好像使徒保罗在腓立比书所讲。
Finally,As written by the Apostle Paul in Philippians,
无论遭遇任何的境况,
no matter what situation we are in,
总叫基督在我身上照常显大,
so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body.
当我们越发对主有正确的认识的时候,
the more correct understanding we have about the Lord,
我们就越发看到自己的不足和污秽,
the more we can see our inadequacy and filthiness.
以至到甘愿的谦谦卑降服在主的面前
so that we are willing to be humble and surrender ourselves before the Lord.
亦愿意对人全心谦卑
We are also willing to consider others better than ourselves.
就好像腓立比书所讲，个人看别人比自己强。
As written in the book of Philippians, we are willing to consider ourselves better than ourselves in humility.
如果主耶稣基督的生命在我们里头越发增多的话
If the life of the Lord Jesus Christ becomes greater in us,
我们会更加的似爱我们的恩主。
We will be more like our merciful Lord.
而先前所提到的我
Than the I that I mentioned before.
或者一个自我是越来越会减少。
Or the ego,Will become less.
我们不单止同主的关系更加亲密
Not only will our relationship with God become more intimate.
与人的关系都会减少了很多的误会和不必要的摩擦
Also, concerning our relationship with others, the misunderstanding and unnecessary conflicts with others will become less.
让主的生命、主的模样在我们里面渐渐地增多
We let the life pattern of the Lord to gradually increase in us
让自己属肉体的生命是越来越减少
So that the carnal life in us will decrease
这个是每个属主的儿女一生要学习的功课
This is a lesson that each one of God's children must learn throughout his entire life
最后让我用一位宣教士的见证到结束今天的讲道
Finally, I want to conclude today's sermon with the testimony of a missionary.
记得读过一位在十九世纪初期的一位的年老的宣教士的生命见证
I remember reading about the testimony of the life of an elderly missionary in the early 19th century.
他的名字叫 Henry Martin.
His name is Henry Martin.
他在印度一个基督教的机构来到服侍
He served in a Christian organization in India.
他服侍了一段很长的时间和一个很不容易的一个的环境
After serving in that organization for a long time and under very difficult situations
他跟他的朋友宣告他要去波斯
He announced to his friends that he would go to Persia
就是现今的伊朗
Which is now called Iran
他说因为神感动他将新约圣经和旧约的诗篇翻译成波斯文
Because God pressed upon his heart to translate the New Testament and the Old Testament book of Psalms into Persian.
他的朋友就劝他，即使如果他继续留在印度的话呢
His friends advised him that even if he just stayed in India,
由于他的年纪的关系，他会抵受不到当地酷热的天气。
And because of his age, he would not be able to withstand the hot weather there.
更何况他要去到一个比印度更热的波斯呢
Not to mention Persia, which was even hotter than India.
但是 Henry 仍然的盛行。
However, Henry still went ahead with the journey.
他在波斯学习当地的言语。
He stayed in Persia to learn the language there.
最后他用了九个月的时间将新约圣经和诗篇翻译成波斯文。
Finally, he spent 9 months to translate the New Testament and the Psalms into Persian.
但他发觉如果要在当地印刷和发行圣经
Then he realized that if he wanted to print and publish the Bible there,
他需要得到波斯国王的批准。
He needed to get the permission from the king of Persia.
所以他远赴德克兰。
Therefore, he took the long journey to Tehran,
就是波斯国的首都
which is the capital of Persia.
路程是六百里
The journey was 600 miles.
我们得记住十九世纪的初期是没有车没有飞机的
Please remember that in the early 19th century, there were no cars or airplanes.
他的代步工具就是一只驴子
The means of transportation was a donkey.
他几经的艰难
Therefore, after a lot of difficulty,
他最后去到德克兰就希望见到这个波斯的国王
He went to see the king of Persia in Tehran.
以便你都得到佢嘅批准印刷同埋发行圣经。
In order to obtain the permission to print and publish the Bible。
咁但系因为佢冇适当嘅文书咧，即系 official 嘅 document 嚟到去介绍自己。
However, because he did not have the appropriate official document to introduce himself，
所以就被拒绝接见。
His request to see the king was refused。
之后佢去到400里外嘅英国领事馆。
Then he went to the British embassy, which was more than 400 miles away。
当佢获得呢啲适当嘅文书之后
，After obtaining the appropriate official document，
佢返回。德哈兰来到去见这个波斯的国王。
He returned to Tehran to see the king of Persia.
最后他获得接见和批准印刷发行圣经。
Finally, he was granted the permission to print and publish the Bible.
你可以想象一个老人家，他要走去这个英国领事馆，又要翻翻嚟呢个嘅德哈兰呢个首都。
Can imagine for an old man, he had to take a long journey to the British embassy and then to return to Tehran.
每程系400公里。
Which leg of the journey was 400 miles?
佢所骑嘅一个驴仔。
And he was riding on a donkey.
天气咁热，你会想象系一个点样样嘅一个嘅感受。
The weather was hot. You can imagine how hard it was.
咁因为旅途的奔波
Because of the hardship in the journey.
在十日之后，他行完世上的路程，被主接去。
10 days later, he finished his journey on earth. He was taken by the Lord.
在他死前所写的日记里面，
In the last entry of his journal, he wrote this.
他写了以下的几句话。
He wrote the following words before he passed away.
当我想到神，心里就涌流一种的甜蜜和安慰。
I thought with sweet comfort and peace of my God, who in solitude,
在孤单的时候,
in solitude,
神是我的良伴,
was my company,
是我的朋友,
was my friend,
是我的安慰者,
and was my comforter.
Henry Martin 弟兄的生命见证,
subsequently, the life testimony of Brother Henry Martin,
对后期愿意委身服侍主的人,
for those who were willing to devote themselves to serve the Lord,
有一定的激励和影响,
it was a great encouragement and positive influence.
他必兴旺, 我必衰微,
he must become greater, I must become less.
Henry Martin 整个生命没有为自己半点的保留。
Henry Martin did not reserve anything from his entire life for himself.
就好像使徒保罗的生命宣言。
Just like the manifesto of the Apostle Paul.
在使徒行传的20:24这里讲到。
In Acts chapter 20, verse 24.
大家都很熟悉的经文。
This is a verse which you are all familiar with.
一起来读出来。
Let us read together.
使徒行传20:24
Acts chapter 20 verse 24
我却不以性命为念也不看为宝贵只要行完我的路程成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事证明神恩惠的福音
However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me The task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
无论是 Henry Martin,
no matter from Henry Martin,
无论是使徒保罗
or the Apostle Paul,
无论是施洗约翰
or John the Baptist,
他们都是以主耶稣基督为他们生命的中心。
They all have the Lord Jesus Christ as the focus and center of their lives.
因为主耶稣就是那位唯一能够赦免人的罪。并赐人生命的永生神。
Because the Lord Jesus alone is the one who can forgive our sins and give us a new life.
他们被主耶稣的爱所激励。
They were all compelled by Christ's love.
以致他们愿意穷一生来到作成主所喜悦的事工。
Therefore, they were willing to finish the ministry given to them by the Lord.
因为有了主耶稣。就有天上一切上好的福分。
Because when they have the Lord Jesus Christ, they have all the heavenly blessings.
我们一起的来到起立，我们一起的同心祷告。
Let us stand and pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you our thanks and praises.
你让我们藉着施洗约翰的一生。
Through the life of John the Baptist.
他所讲过的一句说话。
And what he said.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must become greater.I must become less.
主求你到去帮助在我们一生的当中。
Lord, may you help us in the entire life of us.
愿主耶稣基督的生命在我们的心里面不断不断地去增大。
May the life of the Lord Jesus Christ increase in our lives.
让我们能够 活出主嘅样式。
So that we can live out the life pattern of the Lord.
主求你嚟到去帮助我哋。
Lord, may you help us.
因为我哋常常嘅系会跌倒。
Because we often may fall.
求主耶稣基督嚟到去帮助我哋。
May the Lord Jesus Christ help us.
让我哋被主嘅爱嚟到去激励。
So that we are compelled by Christ's love.
让我哋能够走余下嘅人生路。
So that we can finish our life journey.
让我哋能够成为主你荣耀嘅见证人。
So that we can become your glorious testimonies.
亦都让我哋能够睇到主你自己嘅荣耀。
And so that we can see the glory of you, Lord.
求主帮助我哋每一个。
Lord, help each one of us.
我哋咁样祷告、感谢、交托，系奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.